My name is Richard Fan, and I'm from Beijing, China. And I have been working on SUSE for about 5 years. So at first, let me say my English is not very good. So if you have any questions, just raise your hands up. And today I will do some brief description for our OpenQE. As you know, my teammates, Oliver and Santi, or some experts have introduced a lot about our OpenQE framework. But as a QE engineer, I want to do some description for us to, if you added some test into OpenQE framework and you hit some issues, test is failing there, how can we handle about this? Yeah. In general, we should have some failures, but in general, the failures are caused by below three reasons. Anyway, the first should be the product bugs. You know, yeah, some issues happened. We should fail back against open source. But sometimes, not all the failures are caused by the product bugs. Sometimes we need to revise our testing code. And sometimes there is something wrong with our test infrastructure, for example, network, performance, or even some hardware broken, CPU, memory, etc. Okay, let me move on. Yeah. So the product bugs, we usually see some issues with our product. But what's the product bugs? So if we hit some issues, we usually treat these product bugs. Oh no, maybe some packages are having problems. So in general, we have some regression bugs. For example, the test passed yesterday, but today the same test failed. So we can treat these bugs as, okay, we should try to find some packages updating, some kernel packages is updating, or even some patterns or some others, for example, libraries are upgraded as well. Yeah, it's failed. Then we can make sure it's a product bug. When downgrading the package to the previous kernel, the same test passed. Yeah, it should be product bug. But sometimes we should have some new failures. For example, if we have some new hardware introduced, it should be have some new CPU models or new graphic card, or even some new I/O devices there. But our kernel cannot support this new device. We may have an issue. So it should be fixed from the product side. The third one should be the features. For example, we have some new features. For example, security, FIPS, OpenSSL features there. We are claiming the feature should be ready. But in general, when we test the new feature, it's not. Yeah, it's also a product bug. So in sometimes we also hit some tests there. The test is running and test already passed. But when we check the system logs, we can hit some expected logs there. Even some system log has some feature errors, even some trace logs in the syslog. So this also some potential product bugs. So as our QE engineer, we need to analyze the serial log, not just in the test is great. We can make it pass. But we need to double check that. In general, we should have some functional script or some libraries to check the syslog. If the logs have some errors, warnings, some twists, we should fit it at there. Yeah, the last one is the performance issues. Actually, it's hard for us to debug this type of issues. For example, the test failed there. But we rerun several times, it can pass. We should take take care of these issues. We need to check there. Oh, the test is passed, but it has some ratios to fail several times. You know, we can check more carefully about these failures, not just make the test green. It's not our target. Yeah, to the QA side, some failures and our test issues. In general, we should have some test code revise needed. For example, if we have some new infrastructure, we should support the new hardware. We should support some new features or even some needle update. You know, needle. For example, we have some kernel release or some new OS release update there. We have some new desktop module. We have some new software front. We may need to fix our test code to make sure all the tests can pass. It's not the product bug. Sometimes it should be have something to do with the test settings there. For example, if we had some test, for example, we have some disk performance test or some I/O synchronize or some file copy test there. Yeah, we have some free space about 20 gigabit. But yeah, we have the new files is more than 30 gigabit. Yeah, we need to fix our testing to allocate more disk space to the virtual machine or some test environment there. So at the last, is the important thing that setup changes or upgraded. For example, we have some QMU backend or some SWRT backend there to running our test. But in general, we can't make our the test environment in the old status. We should have some security patch with some kernel update. Yeah, that will cause the software update as well. In general, if we have some QMU update, yeah, the backend command should be changed. In this case, we should also change our test code as well. But for the QA, we should have a lot of testing log there. We can get the error code very easily. But if you hit the new testing issues, we should pay some attention about, oh, the backend QMU is upgrade, the backend worker is upgrade as well. So we need double check about them. Yeah, the last thing is the infrastructure issues. In general, we at the QA side, we should also pay more attention about these issues. In general, we have some hardware issues. For example, the disk is broken or have some fatal errors. For example, CPU for the memory, it has some ECC errors as well. Yeah, the same test passed before, but recently it's failed and hit some kernel panic. We need to double check if something is wrong with the hardware issues. And the most, is important or some difficult issues is network issues. We should have some remote access issues, or even we have some delay there. So we can also treat this of these issues to the network issues. It's needed expert or some experience for this type of issues. For example, when we try to access running virtual machine, that yeah, it's failed. But sometimes it's called the bad network performance, or even sometimes the DNS resolve has changed as well. So we may take more care about these issues as well. Yeah, back to the performance issues, it's always the old question. So sometimes we have many virtual machines running on the same workers or same bare metal servers. Yeah, it may have some bad performance. Yeah, some tests failed and some tests failed to get a return in a long time. Especially for the some old setups, for example, ARM workers, we used to expected a lower performance than the Intel S8600, et cetera. So the last one is the fail corruption issues. The most issues should happen on this test. When we test the automation, for example, we should have some ISO image, a disk image, even some reports there. But you know, when we sync these devices as the ISO image or some reports to the disk images, it's used to have some unexpected errors. Especially in our automation test, even we have some MD5 check, some some other method to make sure the synchronization was successful, but we need to double check about that. So I think we should ask more expert minds to do these operations, not everyone to do this risk operations at the same time. Okay, so file a bug report is the main focus from my presentation now, because as you know, if we have some experience for the QA side, we should be very familiar with this type of issue. But in OpenQA, how to file a bug report? Yeah, so it's very easy. You just use this below steps. Yeah, so first step is log into the openqa.opensuse.org and find your jobs. And if you have any issues, you can see there is the bug button there. Just click it and add your comments, summary, etc. to fill bug. Yeah, back to the last page. How to fail good bug report, essentially. So there should some rules here. But in general, I think to fail good bug report, we have some rules in the Google, in the many web pages. But I think when we've hit an issue there, we should describe the issue. Yeah, it's happened. With some package update, the issue fixed, we can provide the very clear reproduction steps and with enough logs, and not only the test fields at which modules. I think it's good. Yeah, at the same time, I think we can also get some examples from the bug pool there. You can find them. Okay, so let me introduce myself at last. My name is Richard Fan, and this is my email, and I'm the QA engineer from SUSE, and I work in Beijing, China. If you have any questions, just reach me from the mail. And if I can't fix your issues, my teammates and my peers and more experts can help me as well. Okay, thank you.